英国《每日邮报》报道，意大利的历史学家、小说家帕拉蒂科的一项最新研究称，达芬奇的母亲很有可能是一名中国奴隶，而他的名作《蒙娜丽莎》正是他母亲的画像。Daily Mail reports, according to new research by an Italian historian and novelist, Leonardo da Vinci's mother may have been a Chinese slave.
Millions of people have seen Leonardo da Vinci's famed painting, The Mona Lisa.But who is the real woman behind that famous smile? Early
on, Angelo Paratico has spent the last 20 years living and working in Hong Kong, researching the links between his homeland and China over the past half a millennium. Mr. Paratico said documentation he has uncovered during 2 years of research forms the basis of his latest book, Leonardo da Vinci, a Chinese scholar lost in Renaissance Italy.The book, which is due to be published next year, uncovers evidence, Mr. Paratico claims, that links Da Vinci and the Far East.
Mr. Paratico says he's sure, up to a point, that Leonardo's mother was from the Orient. In other words, he's not sure.
Yeah, that was my question. To what point? Up to a point.
Well, he means he's not sure. Supporting his...theory, Mr. Paratico said, during the Renaissance, countries like Italy and Spain were full of Oriental slaves. He claimed that there were certain aspects of Da Vinci's life and work that suggest an Oriental link.
Yes, for instance, the fact that he was writing with his left hand from left to right, and he was also a vegetarian, which was not common in Europe.
Does that make me from...East Asia.
You may have Asian descent. You may be Asian descent. Mona Lisa is probably a portrait of his mother, as Sigmund Freud said in 1910. Sigmund Freud said anything about Mona Lisa being a nation? On the back of Mona Lisa, there is a Chinese landscape, and even her face looks Chinese.
No, it doesn't. I mean, the facts all fit, except none of them make any sense at all. The Mona Lisa does not look Chinese.Does she?
No.
What do you think?
No, of course not. So I'm disappointed at this novelist, Angelo Paratico. That's the result of a research that lasted half a millennium in Hong Kong?
Well, not his. He hasn't been researching it for half a millennium, because that would make him 500 years old. I mean, he's been researching it, by the sound of it, for about 5 minutes.
That's a nice one.
But he's selling a book. What do you expect? You know, it's a book.